Blog Talk Radio.
Cindy Sansone Brath, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Lead Bad Relationships, and Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you tonight? I'm glad you're here.
I'm well, Cindy.
Nice.
How are you?
Everything is good, and, you know, it's just a little depressing as the days get, you know, dark at
shorter,
you know,
5
o'clock. It always feels like midnight now to me. It's like, oh, we should go to bed now.
Yeah, right? Well,
oh,
it's kind of sad for me, too, though, because it's like I leave so early in the morning, I literally go to work in the dark, and then I work in a warehouse, so there's no windows. And then when I leave for work, there's barely sunlight, and I drive home in the dark. So,
that's not good. So we've got to make sure on the weekends you do get some sun, because we don't want you to get sad, the seasonal depression disorder.
Yeah, no.
That's going to happen, you know, if you don't get that. And do you get to, like, step outside maybe for lunch? And
I mean, I could take lunch and things like that. And, you know, we get, our coffee breaks and things like that. So, you know, we get like 2-3 breaks throughout the day, and then we get, you know, our lunch. So, you know, sometimes I go outside, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I go to my car and I take a nap. It all depends.
Well, I can understand that too. But we have a number of listeners today. If they want to talk to us, they are going to have to press 1. And we do have one person who has pressed 1 for a little while, and maybe we'll go right there. I have a feeling we kind of know who it is, I think, but we'll see.
I think so.
We'll see if I was
correct.
All
right, let's go see who that is. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, my name is Maria. I call from New York. How are you?
Yes, we knew it was Maria. We was like, yes, Maria's on the phone. Yes, how are you, darling? How's everything upstate? Is it getting cold there now?
Fine. No, I'll be back. I was back in a week tonight.
Okay. Now, did you ever get your money that you've been waiting for so long?
No, that's what I ask you.
Yeah. Because when I saw the cards, I go, boy, it doesn't look like she did get the money, but it will be coming. Now, I'm not sure what's delaying this, so are you starting to, like, pester a little bit about the money, where it is? Because it should be, you know, I'd be surprised if you didn't get it probably sooner than later, probably in the early part of 2023. But I'm surprised it's not here yet. So what's going on with it? What are you being told about the money? Are you there, Maria?
They say a lot of people, they make a complaint. They want the more money, the much they want to give it. But I don't know how much they want to give it. People who complain, they want the more money. I don't know how much they want to give it. You think, in Italy, I like a person near the water. The name, they call it Cifalo. I want to buy a house over there.
Right. And I would say to you, it may work to your benefit, because by the time you get this money, it looks like you might get a better price on the house, too, in Italy. So, you know, I think Spirit has your back on it. You have a very good 5-year period opening up. So I would be surprised if you didn't get it sooner. It looks like you're starting to lose a little patience with this situation, which I could well imagine at this point.
You're right, Elizabeth.
It's feeling frustrated. Right. I mean, what happens is when people, you know, they like to do what's called float money. You know, they don't like to give it. They like to hold it as long as they can. And that's a game. Again, I would be surprised if you, I mean, I'm actually surprised you haven't gotten it yet, because the cards are indicating the money is, you know, is very close and nearby. So I would say it should be sooner than later. You know, keep looking for the place that you want. So this way, when you get your money, you'll be able to get it. But, you know, I see a little depression in your cards, Maria. Are you getting depressed over the situation?
Sure, I get depressed. I like to live. I want to go back. I'm ready to go back.
Okay. Now, do you want to live in Italy now, or is it going to be back and forth from New York to Italy?
I know.
You're not sure what you want to be doing, because
I like to stay there a little more long. I like to buy this house over there in Gifalo.
Okay. I mean, I would just keep visualizing it, seeing it, and watch it happen. I did, you know, get some cards that indicate that I don't think they can tie it up much longer, the money. So, you know, have you discussed how much money you'd be willing to take at this point? Have you discussed it?
No, I don't know nothing. I hear just like that. I don't know how much money they give it to me.
Well, okay. Well, I will tell you, you know, keep praying.
I thought I went to Salimento too.
Your daughter?
Yeah, I'm going to wait to Salimento too. I like you guys to come over here.
I know. It's so funny. We like you to come over to you too. You know, you're the sweetest thing, and that's why we always know how kind you are asking us to come over and see you. And, you know, will you do me a favor and, like, let me know when the money comes? It should be sooner than later. I'm a little bit shocked it's not here yet, because it just seems like they're trying to delay it, you know. And just keep me a little bit posted, and I hope you have a happy, you know, Thanksgiving, and don't let this bother you. You know, just enjoy your holiday.
I'm just giving away alone to me and my daughter. I have nobody to fight. I know you're talking on a priest from Malaysia. I want to give it away. I have nobody to give it away.
Okay. You know, again, I'm not sure I understood what you said about your daughter.
My daughter went to Salimento too.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're alone then?
There's sickness.
Well, that's why I can hear a little bit depression in your voice at this point.
Yeah.
You know, a little sorrow. Okay. So, you know, 2023 looks like a better year for you. So, you know, hang in there a little bit. And Nicole and I will say some prayers for you and hope that, you know, this year brings everything that you want.
Thank you.
And call in again. We love you. We're going to try to get to some other callers tonight. We love you, and thanks for calling from upstate New York. Bye for now. I love you, darling.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Maria.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
It's very sad when people don't, you know, people waiting for their money forever. That seems to be the story of the day.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And you know, it's funny. I tried to move some money from one bank to the next. I won't name names, but I could have robbed the bank easier than getting my money out of there.
Okay. You know what I mean?
You know, I had to go through the Inquisition as to why. Like, because you're giving me no money on, you know, interest. Maybe that's
exactly
a reason. But, I mean, you know, it was so funny. I was like, man, if I just robbed it, I'd be out of here faster, you know. But it was crazy. So, you know, money is a very funny thing right now, but I'm hoping that, you know, her money comes through faster because, I can hear, I've never heard that little depression in her voice that I heard today.
No, she's always so happy, and, like, I feel for her. I don't like hearing Maria like that. That's not my Maria.
I know, and you heard it too, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then the card that I got on her was the Moon card, which is anxiety, and the Ace
mm-hmm.
of, and the Temperance card, which is a little bit moody. And so I was surprised by those cards, and then I could hear it in her voice. But, you know, we're going to try to make sure everybody, you know, really practices the law of attraction. Let's start seeing what we need and what we want. And also, I think the world's becoming very depressed now. Like, I feel a little bit out in the air. So we go through these cycles, and
mm-hmm.
we don't really want that. So, you know, it's getting to be holiday time, and that's also stressful, too. So, you know, we have to take that down a couple of notches, too. You know, I
mm-hmm.
find that in my clients, they get stressed out right about, you know, as we're approaching the holidays and, you know, just enjoy them, enjoy family, and don't, you know, and don't overstress and don't overspend this year. Maybe we should put that out there. Okay.
Yeah.
can we put that out there a little bit? No overspending this year, you know? Not necessary. I'm always telling people stop buying me stuff. I have too much stuff, okay? I don't need more stuff. I got a lot of stuff. Like, I'm good. I have enough stuff to last two more lifetimes now. Thank you. So, you know, we tend to acquire a lot of stuff as time goes on. So we do have – you didn't get to screen who this caller is, right?
No, I didn't because I was on with Maria when they pressed one, and then, you know,
that's what you did. All right, so we'll just go right for it. I kind of recognize that
we're
number too.
We'll jump into the next caller, but just so because we really didn't, because we had Maria so early in the show, we didn't really go through with the whole spiel with the listeners that we do have. So once again, as in case you are not a regular listener, and we have been getting a pretty good amount of new listeners these days, if you would like to speak to Cindy or I, please press the number 1. This way we get a little alert that tells us that you want to talk to us today. As always, I never, ever identify, you know, I never, ever screen, you know, our normal first callers. So this next caller is unscreened, and hopefully they will be our kind of crazy. And I will always identify you by your last 4 digits if I do not know your name. So when you hear those digits, please answer me so that this way we know that you want to talk. All right, so now we just did Maria, and we do hope that Maria feels better. And now we are going to go over to the next caller that has been waiting the longest. The last 4 digits of your number are 9370, and let's see what you have to say. Hello, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hello, this is Cindy, and who are we speaking to?
My name's Kim.
Hi, Kim. So what's happening in your world today?
A lot. I don't
I
even
like
know.
That.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know if I have one question. If how you do this, do you just tell me whatever you see, or
you should ask a question. It actually helps gear the reading a little bit if you have something specific in mind, and then I'll tell you if something else shows. I mean, sometimes people think they want to know something, but that's not really what spirit wants them to know. They need to know something else. So we'll go around that. And I love your energy, by the way. You look really nice. You have really nice energy. So why don't you just start with one question, and we'll see what shows up here.
Okay, I'll pick this one. So my son has not had an easy road, and I'm just wondering if things are going to turn around for him, if, you know, he has
and
to
how
go through.
Old is your son?
He just turned 30.
Okay, so he's a grown son.
Yeah.
At this point. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny because moms never stop worrying about their
mm-hmm.
children. Not funny. Like you wouldn't have thought that you'd still be worrying at this point.
I know.
Actually, you know, I could see from the alignment of cards that he has had a difficult time, but he seems to be on a better path right now too.
Okay.
And you know, money wise looks better for him also,
okay.
Which is he's struggling money wise because he's got a lot of good money cards showing up here now.
Money is not really the issue; it's other stuff.
Okay, and I would say, you know, the money is good, and, you know, as far as he goes, is he, you know, it looks like he's the kind of person that sometimes has to learn a little bit of the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think he's learning.
Okay.
You have a father figure that wants to talk about him. I think it could be one of his grandfathers or a great-grandfather, but he's watching a lot over your son.
I was wondering that.
Okay. And he just said, like, could you ask me for help because that's my job. Okay.
Okay.
Do you ask for help from the other side?
I don't. I've been trying to more because I feel like I need to because there's so many over there. So, yeah.
Okay, start asking. Also, I know a lot of people pray to God and things like that,
mm-hmm.
but God is kind of busy with world peace and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's sometimes better if we ask our spirit guides or people that are on the other side, family members, that they love, they help anyway. They love to help. But if you ask, you bring in the force a little bit stronger. Okay. And it's hard because, you know, without spirit, I don't think we would last a day on this planet. I always say on the radio show, I'm not surprised we die. I'm surprised we live. Anything could kill us. How the hell do we get through a day? We have a lot of spirit guides watching over us. And, you know, as far as your son goes, it looks like, you know, he's going to be on the right path. There's a good period of time opening up with 2023. Okay, so, you know, again, try to ask spirit to help him. It's hard to help our own children, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, it tends to be, we need someone outside of us oftentimes to guide them and help them. But I would say with him, relax a little bit, take a breath, you know, and, you know, with moms, we tend to over-worry at times. And I could see there were some circumstances where I could see why you needed to worry. But, you know, that looks a little bit like it's going in the rearview mirror.
Okay.
So that's the good news. Now, do you have another question besides about your son?
About maybe my younger son.
Okay, and how old is he?
He's almost 12.
Okay, so, boy, you've been a mom a long time.
Yes, yep.
You got a long span between these two. You know, your 12-year-old son is a very smart boy. Do you know that?
Yes.
And he looks very strong-willed, too. Is that both your sons? Because all of a sudden I go, boy, these kids have their, like, strong wills here.
My older son is more so than the younger one. I just worry he'll be, I think he'll be okay, but, you know.
Your 12-year-old?
Yeah.
Now, he's a good boy. He's also, he's creative, too. He's
really
very creative. He's, you know, there's so many good cards on him in terms of, you know, do you encourage his creativity? Because that will be the greatest source.
Yeah,
of...
like I have him in art classes.
Good.
I try to get him involved in stuff like that.
Right, because
he loves to draw.
It, and I could see he could, you know, he has the ability to make a, you know, a career out of it, too. I mean, you can't outsource creativity. You can outsource a lot of stuff, you know, and but you can't outsource creativity. So encourage that. You're a very good mother, by the way.
Oh, thank you. That's what I was worried about.
Keep getting the good mom cards on you. You know, we don't have to be a good enough mother, okay? We don't have to be perfect, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you never expected your parents to be perfect, did you?
No.
Okay, and, you know, we tend to be a little hard on ourselves, American parents. You know, we really try to be like the super moms, but just be a good enough mother, okay?
Okay.
And that's and you're more than that at this point, okay? And, you know, it's funny how you keep asking about your children. That's a typical mom. But I can see you're never happy unless they're happy.
Right.
But, you know, your young son, he looks really good. Now, what about you? What do you want in the next 5 years since you're opening up a period of time that looks very good for you between 2023 and 2028?
I don't know. Are there going to be some major changes for me, like marriage status?
Yep.
Career.
There is change here. There is a lot of change here. It's funny because I don't know if you're familiar with tarot, but there's Two of Swords and there's the Eight of Swords, and they're both a card of women with blinders on, surrounded by swords, who don't know their own strength.
Okay.
You're really strong, and you know, in some ways, you disempower yourself. I mean, it's typical of women to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in terms of, you know, I got the soulmate card. Do you have one yet, a soulmate?
I have one.
Do you have one?
No.
Okay. Would you like that? Because the soulmate card just showed up when you asked what about and, like, status.
I would like one.
Oh, my goodness. I'm like, You know, she wants a soulmate. Now, the best thing you could show your children, your sons, by the way, is a soulmate love. Okay, we tend to put our kids first, but that's not natural. Soulmates are supposed to come first. And in an ideal world, we would have children with them. And then, you know, our children would go out and find their own soulmates. But I got the husband card next to the soulmate. So if you want to marry, and the card is the King of Pentacles, which is a very good card because he's a man that makes money, is loyal and trustworthy and hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would be a good role model for your boys,
mm-hmm.
which would be nice here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think you trust your judgment all the way.
No.
Okay. You know, are you done fixing men at this point?
Yes.
Okay. Did you learn you can't fix men? Or can't
yes.
fix men? Okay. Are we going to run away from manipulative men who are very judgmental and not accountable for their own bullshit? Did you have enough of that?
Yes.
Okay, because this is a really good man. Now, two good people together, love is like a pajama party with your best friend. And if you know, been putting your boys first and everything for them, the best thing they could do is see this man. I mean, then if we get less love, they're going to really like this guy. Okay, so the years 2022 to 2028 are supposed to be a huge gathering of soulmates now. Okay, and, you know, there's a lot of people that are free now that were locked away for 2 years with COVID and have decided to end their marriages or their relationships. So there's a lot more people available. So can you put that as maybe your priority?
Yeah.
A little bit, because I know you're concerned about your sons, but you can't show them love starts out good and then it sucks. Love starts out good, sucks, and there's nothing better. You need to show them, you know, you finally hit pay dirt. So that's the biggest change here is a soulmate.
Okay.
And it's important. I got the Ace of Cups, which is you falling in love. And money looks good for you too, by the way. So,
okay.
Now, there's nothing bad in your cards. The cards that I saw where you don't know your own strengths, it's like you don't trust your judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Our judgment isn't good when we like people. Okay, if we don't like them, we know exactly what they're made of. So when you meet a new man, I want you to, you know, write down any red flags that you see.
Okay.
And put it on your desk and stare at it. Okay. We've been brainwashed to see the good in everybody, give them the benefit of the doubt. And don't worry, we could fix him anyway. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do that, you won't go into that denial about things. Okay. You'll just know. And have you written down what you're looking for in a man, by the way?
No.
Okay, so let's write it down
in
positive terms. Strong, sober, hardworking, your best friend, kind, you know, positive words. Because if you don't know what you're looking for, then how are you going to recognize it when it comes?
Right.
And, you know, nothing is bad in your cards. You know, just you praying to do its best for everyone, including yourself. Can you put yourself first once in a while?
Yeah, I have to work on that.
I know, because old souls, we put everybody first. We're the martyrs. Okay, and, you know, how's that served you, putting everybody first? So
not so good.
Not so good. That's why, at this point, this year, focus on you. I don't think you have to do too much to find this person, but you do have to get out a little bit out of your comfort zone. Do you do anything to find anybody?
Not really, no.
Okay. I'm not saying online dating or anything like that. Just, you know, maybe one day a week you do something that you want to do. even if it's just going to a yoga class, or, you know, even though you might not meet a guy there, I want you to expand your friendship world a little bit.
Okay.
And meet some new friends, and through those friends, you could meet this person.
Okay.
You do want some change. Like what I
said,
I mean, things could stay the way they are. They're not terrible by any means, and you're, you know, but it would be much better if you would allow this change to come in.
Okay.
You know, it will, you know, it will help you. It'll, because there's no one recharging your batteries right now. You're getting drained. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, children are takers. That's their job, to take from us, okay? But you need someone that gives a little bit, and this man's a giver, okay? In the past, I think you've been with takers.
Yeah.
Are you done with that, too?
Yeah, I'm done with that.
Okay, good, because this man's a giver. And, you know, he's probably going to say to you when he meets you, I can't believe what idiots let you go, okay?
Okay.
You know, which didn't work out with you. So call in again and let us know what's happening. But
okay, well,
I think you didn't want to admit at first. I mean, I know you're concerned about your sons, and that's always your top priority.
Mm-hmm.
But with that little part in Kim that's saying, what about me?
Right.
What about me? And, you know, that's what I see here. And there's nothing, you know, bad in your cards. It's just let's let the change in.
Okay.
That and, you know,
good.
Call in again and let us know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you.
And thanks for sharing your story with us.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't you just love moms, the way they put everybody first? You
know,
always putting everybody first. But it gets lonely, you know, not to have someone. I mean, you know, and, you know, always raising the kids and, you know, what about me? You know.
Well, listen. I mean, I'll be the first person to say, too. I mean, it's like, and this is something that I try to get through with my mom, because my mother always put everything and everyone first, and now here she is in her later years, and, you know, she's, you know, she doesn't, you know, have, you know, any somebody special or, you know, anything like that. So, you know, I mean, so she feels it, you know. I mean, and I know that she gets lonely sometimes, too, you know, and it's because she always put everything. She put work first. She put my brother first, put me first, you know. I mean, she has been married before. She put them first, and she kind of lost her along the way. So I always kind of tell people that you know, the two major things, you know, whatever you're looking for, you know, that person or you want that person, is the first thing is that you have to remember that when you want that special person, you're sharing your life. That means you need to have a life first. You can't just sit there and wait and be non-productive and not have an identity and then expect to share that lack of identity with somebody, or expect to completely change who you are or adapt to your partner's identity. The whole idea is two different people, two different identities coming together as one and sharing in that, because there's beauty in that. So that's the first thing. And the second thing, with regard to the moms out there, you have to remember that your children are your everything and you love them, and we know that you love them, but you get your kids for 18 years and hopefully you get your soulmate for a lifetime. So your kids will eventually go out and they'll find soulmates of their own and they'll have children of their own. And if you are constantly putting them first, if you're constantly, you know, on top of them, you're not setting yourself up to have the happiness that you wish for them someday. So there's nothing wrong with you looking at things objectively and saying, you know what, it's my turn now. And you know what, you should show your kids, you know, what your turn looks like, because then they'll know when it's their turn, when they have to take it.
Exactly. So that's very good advice. Now we have Catherine in New York. Have we ever read her before?
Yes. Catherine called in about 6 months ago. And, you know, she's calling today because she's very, very curious, Cindy. So apparently Catherine went away and there was somebody that took an interest in her, and they were texting and they were talking and, you know, a little bit flirtatious. Not like she was looking for anything. It could have been a friend. It could have been anything, really. But she found out that her cousin knew this person, and shortly thereafter, just dead stop cold. The guy never reached out again. So she's like, I'm wondering whether or not my cousin had anything to do with it. So she's like, did my cousin like tell this guy?
Did she tell the guy that the cousin knew him?
You know what? I don't know. Let's find out from Catherine.
Okay, let's find out. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Catherine. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course. We just love you, Catherine, and I'm so glad you met somebody. Even, you know, it's kind of fun just to know that people can meet people. And so
yeah.
You told, how did you find out that your cousin knew this person?
Oh, right away. He took a picture, you know, like he took a selfie of him and I, and he sent it to my cousin. You know, but my cousin was like at work, so I don't know if it was like, he was texting me like for 2 days, and like right away he was like, oh, I asked for your friendship on Facebook, and I don't have Facebook on my phone, so I was like, you have to give me a minute. I have to, you know, plug in my computer. I'll go online and accept your friendship. And he's like, well, what's your WhatsApp? So, like, this was, like, intense. Like, it was like I didn't even have time to go online and, like, go into Facebook, too. So, like, for 2 days it continued like that, and then just nothing. You know, so I'm just wondering, did my cousin go, like, you know, like after work, go to him and say, like, something bad about me? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think
I
that. I think he was
love
bombing you and got, like, scared, or your response to his love bombing wasn't what he wanted. Because, you know, he came on so strong, okay?
Yeah.
And that's, there is a term for it in dating, term of love bombing. Now he sent it to your cousin. Did you meet him through your cousin?
No, it was totally random, and we were talking, and he's like, wait, I know him. We went to school together, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, okay, that's nice, you know. So that's why I was just like, wow. Like, cause it was 2 days of, like, I couldn't do anything without him, like, sending me a message, you know.
Now, your cousin knows him. I mean, is it possible he has something to hide this guy because maybe he didn't want you to know anybody that he knew?
I don't know. I mean, he told me, like, everything about himself pretty fast. He's like, I have a kid, you know, but I don't know. Like, it was really odd that was the only thing that I could think. I was like, wow, is my cousin, like,
I don't see that your cousin is the kind of person that would do that, you know, they're the cars.
Okay.
But I do
see him
that, you know, I got the devil card, and across from that, a guy that doesn't always play fair. I mean, he's the kind of guy that looks to me like he likes to love bomb people or get them to, like, you know, be all in awe of him, and then, you know, he runs away, you know, and it's just not normal. We call it, you know, the ghosting on here. That's what he did then. I mean, it's weird to go from love bombing to ghosting, but those are common things that, you know, people that are just trying to win you over, and you obviously didn't respond the way he wanted to. Like,
yeah, because,
you know,
you weren't
like, oh my God, yeah.
Right. I was just like, oh, seems like a nice guy. Let's see, you know, I'm like, maybe friendship first. Maybe let's see if he, you know, grows on me or something.
Right,
okay.
Because what I just see with
yeah.
him is that you weren't giving him the response that he wanted. And also because your cousin knows him, which means, you know, they know mutual people, he may be reluctant to pull his usual stuff on you then. Because commitment phobics, and he's probably a commitment phobic, which means they sometimes come on strong, fooling you, and then
right.
they disappear. So you can only pull that act when nobody knows, like, because, like, those kind of commitment phobics are like drunk drivers on the LIE, where they, like, slam on their brakes and drive off, and everybody else gets killed behind them. Like, they don't leave. You know, he doesn't want to know anyone who knows him, okay, because
gotcha.
Then it could get out, you know, what he did to you. So,
right.
I mean, it doesn't. Now, have you tried to contact him after that?
No, because, yeah, like, I wasn't, like, he didn't, like, floor me, and I'm usually, like, I know if I like somebody, like that, like, right away.
Yep.
I don't know if that's superficial or if that's just
No, it's called a recognition factor. That if it's a soulmate connection, it's there from the very beginning. And you didn't feel that at all. So what he was trying to do is love bomb you and create maybe in your mind. Like if you were a needy person, love bombing can really, be effective on certain women. Okay.
Right.
And especially if a woman's just been like reading all about soulmates and they want a soulmate and then they meet this guy randomly and he comes on really strong. They're making it in their mind like it's a soulmate when it maybe isn't. But it was more because he knows your cousin and she knows people that he knows. That he backed off from whatever he was planning on doing. Which might have been just, love bomb you, get you to be with him and then disappear.
Right.
And again, these are dating terms now, like ghosting, and there's a term called haunted house, which means you go to an event and you meet one or more people that has ghosted you or you've ghosted, okay? All these terms, breadcrumbing, like he just sends you a text, and they all translate to me that he or she's a dick. Okay, you shouldn't do this to people. Okay, I don't care what the definitions are. It's not good.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So it's kind of made you, I like the way it left you wondering, because commitment phobics do this. They seem like otherwise nice people that do weird stuff, just disappear, whatever. Even, it's just not normal. Sure, I would just say these are the things that we as good people often, ignore, or like if he resurfaces in a week, we act like it wasn't bad. Like if he was to come back again, you would say, so what happened? Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't ignore or act like, what happened? We were texting and then you just ghosted me. Like you have to address these things with people. You can't just act like it didn't happen, which is what a lot of people do. But it's a giveaway that he's a narcissist. Could you do this to someone? Just, first of all, you're too busy to be like love bombing anybody. Do you have time to just be like bugging someone all day? First of all, it's annoying anyway. You're at work.
Like,
that's inconsiderate. Would you do that to someone at work? You're working. It's the thing about the world now is people expect you to answer them 24/7. And sometimes you can't. Like, people should know when I do a psychic party, I'm probably there 6 hours. I don't look at my phone for 6 hours. I can't. People are paying money to get readings. I go one after the other. And then people are like, well, you didn't ask me. Right? Like sometimes we're in a position where we cannot answer. Okay? But just the fact that he was, bothering you at work, that wasn't professional or considerate.
Right.
Where did you meet him? Where were you away?
On holiday in Italy.
Okay, so where does he live?
In Italy.
Okay, so now that's funny because, how does your cousin know him in Italy? That's weird.
They went to school together.
Okay, so does he normally live in Italy all the time?
Yeah. Like, I was just there. I just randomly, it was so odd. I just walked into a hotel.
Now, what was the chance of, that must have blew his mind. Your spirit guides definitely protected you with this guy, okay?
Yeah.
And commitment phobias can do this long-distance dance, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, he can come on really strong because it is long-distance. And he's a commitment.
No, well, it didn't even go that, because, like, I was there for a good long while and started, like, it was literally, like, 3 or 4 days. Like, I'd wake up, there was a text. I'd go to wash my face in the morning, there was a text. Like, it was, like, constant, like, beep, 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 beep. Like, I was already getting, like, oh, this is not for me because I,
Right. And again, he's a commitment phobic. He could do this with you because he knows you're going away. I mean, he might also be the kind of man that just wants to send you a dick pic later on. Like, he wants to talk, which is weird. Okay. But the thing about him is you have to be careful with long distance because those are definitely commitment phobics. Now, the fact only the spirit could have put, you know, you and him in alignment with someone like you whose cousin would have known him. What is the chance in the world? That must have freaked him the hell out.
Yeah, right?
You know what
I was shocked. Yeah, like that's why I was like, wait a minute, this, you know, did I do something bad to my cousin that, like, you know, because that's how abruptly, like, from as intense that is that it went, that's as abruptly that it stopped.
And you could see how dangerous this behavior is because it could almost made you suspicious of your cousin.
Right, okay.
Which is, see how evil and toxic this kind of situation is?
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But it was just because, you know, he does this, like, hit and run kind of thing, like with people. And so it's got to be long distance. And this way, if he doesn't know anybody that knows him, there's no consequences.
Right.
For him.
Right.
But, you know, again, when you go away and anybody who goes away and you meet people, commit if Tobias can do this thing, and then they run. And so, it's, you know, of course it was a little confusing to you because commitment phobics are the masters of mixed messages, which means he comes on strong and then he disappears. But again, that just that ghosting, you know, he didn't even have like you say to someone, look, this is long distance. I don't think this is going to work, you know, or whatever. You say something.
Yeah. Right.
You don't
right.
just disappear like that. It looks to me like he may resurface, but, but you know, but he's scared because again of your cousin and the mutual, you know, people that you knew. Now, what was your cousin's impression of this guy?
He didn't say one way or the other to me. I guess, like, he was like, you know, let her make her own. You know, like, I didn't go, like, run and go tell my cousin, like, oh, I think this guy is great. Like, I didn't say anything. Like, I wanted things, like, if it was going to happen, like, natural. You know, because, like, again, like, you called it the recognition thing. Like, I didn't feel that with him.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I'll see, you know, like, you know, it could be, you know, a friendship that I make over here, you know, that's okay too, you know. So I wasn't really, like, I didn't go to my cousin like, oh, I just met this guy and I think he's amazing, you know, that type thing.
Right.
You know, so.
But it's just the thing about commitment phobics is they leave us baffled.
What
the fuck just happened? You know,
yes,
like,
yes, exactly. Yeah, like, I was like, you didn't even give me time to turn on my computer, you know?
Right, and you know what it is? He didn't want to give you time to think, almost. Do you know what I mean? Like, just to like, whirlwind you and spin you around so you're more reserved part of you might say, wait, what's going on here? Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
But, you know, he's a very sneaky guy. I mean, I don't, when the first card they picked on him was the devil card, which is always, you know, you're going to end up being with a toxic guy. But the other card across from it was the five of swords, which is a guy that doesn't play fair. So the cards on him were not great. And, you know, and that's why, you know, I like to hear what people are saying and what they're doing, but also you just don't want someone who thinks it's okay to, like, bug you when you're working. Okay?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, that's not great. But, you know, now, what it did show you, though, is maybe you're ready for love.
Yes.
Are you starting to feel excited about that? That maybe you want to up your heart a little bit to it?
Yes.
Okay,
right.
Good. And remember, we keep stressing that 2022, the next 5 years, we've got this great gathering of soulmates. So if anybody wants one, be serious about it now, because there's never going to be as many available people as there are right now. Okay, so so what do you do to find someone? Okay, you travel, but again, you don't want to meet somebody in Italy to hear. Like, that's not very, you know, realistic. Where would you... what are you doing to meet someone?
Very good point. I don't know.
That was the answer from the caller before. Now, I would love, you know, people would love to think God could airdrop your lover into your bedroom, but that can't happen, okay? So, you know, I think God brought you that level of a commitment phobic to show you that you might be a little bit of a closet commitment phobic. You want love, but you're a little scared now, too.
Could be, yeah. Yeah, could be being burnt in the past. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if we continue to be afraid because we've been hurt, then we're only going to, our energy is only going to bring commitment phobics in. And then you're going to get hurt because even if you do meet a soulmate, you have that recognition factor. And I love the way, you know, probably, you've probably had more than one soulmate. You're an old soul. We have more than one soulmate. And you had that heart, soul, mind, body thing, so you know what it feels like. That's why you knew this guy wasn't a soulmate. You just, it didn't go there for you. But,
right.
You know, you, I don't want you getting like another soulmate that becomes a commitment phobic or someone that's going to hurt you because they're not ready for love. So are you ready for love and on honesty? Are you ready and open for it?
I think so, more than I've been in the past.
Okay, good. And again, I only stress why God gives us, these are called waking dreams, meeting someone like this, whatever. It's showing the kind of person that's going to gravitate to you if you're not open to love. So, you know, I would pray for a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing, because soulmate love brings up issues. And you want to be a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit back and commit to healing. Because, you know, it kind of, you wouldn't have called us about this if there wasn't something that stirred up something that you kind of really would want. A relationship maybe now.
Right.
It may have just been there to open up, hey, it feels nice to have attention, or, you know, it just felt great. And that's good, you know, and, you know, you're a good judge of character. I think don't ignore things. Like, remember I was telling the last person, because she's picked very bad men in the past, write down red flags. There's a couple of red flags on him. Do you know what I mean? Like, now, normally what we do is ignore those.
Right.
My job is to tell people, don't ignore them. You know, pay attention to it. See it. And you would want a relationship near where, you know, close to by where you live, don't you?
Yes. New York is a good place.
Okay, not a million miles away. So I think your experience isn't uncommon, what you told me. I hear about it a lot from women, and even from men, that you get these people that love bomb them. I mean, there's all these words for it now, so it has to be phenomena, don't you? You know, it's
not
unusual. But the one thing also, you have a grandmother who passed. Do you remember her at all?
Yeah.
Okay, because she just didn't want you to think your cousin did something. Like, that really pissed your grandmother off on the other side. You know, like,
that
planted a seed that you might, you know, think, oh, I can't really trust him or whatever.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's right there, a very big red flag on someone if they make you, you know, think something like that.
Right.
You know? And, you know, like, your cousin didn't say anything one way about the other. I think your cousin knows who he is, but he probably doesn't really know him anymore, or doesn't even know that much about him, you know? Like
maybe they've grown apart.
Right. But just imagine, if this were the Hallmark movie, you'd be like, oh, that couldn't be. How could she go to Italy?
I didn't want to bring it up to my cousin because then I felt that I would have looked like I was pining for this guy. You know, like, why hasn't he called, you know? So I didn't say anything, you know?
Right, and I wouldn't.
I just, yeah.
Just, like, leave it be. And, you know, you could just say, you know, it's long distance. It didn't make any sense or whatever, you know. But I'm glad you called in on this because, you know, it is, even people, if you're just online dating, you have to be careful of this love bombing kind of stuff. And, you know, if it's a soulmate, by the way, sometimes it does progress quickly because there's that heart, soul, mind, body thing, but it's mutual. It's not like, it's not like one-sided, like you weren't feeling anything like this. And he also wasn't clear in what his intentions were at all.
No, he's like, I want to take you around town. So I'm like, okay, you're just being nice to me because you know my cousin then. But then, like, you know, it was right away, like, oh, good morning. What are you doing now? I'm like, oh, my goodness. Brushing my teeth.
Yeah, I know. It's just very invasive texting, too. And did he only want to text you and not talk?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like if you're texting me that much, then I think, you know, like save your fingers some energy and just like call me or
yeah, okay, that's
FaceTime
why
or,
that's why they don't
yeah.
want to do that because they're usually serial cheaters and they want to start the relationship on the fact that you never call them. Cuz this way he could text you. He's sleeping with someone else in the bed, gets up and texts you. You see? So I'm always suspect of someone that will text me for like an hour. But they can't talk, okay? So that's a giveaway, too, you know, because it's a much more preferred way. Like, sometimes people want me to do, like, emails through text. I'm like, I mean, you know, I'm readings through text. I'm like, what, are you kidding me? You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of work, you know? But that's why, be careful. These are red flags. Someone who only wants to text, doesn't want to call, doesn't want to FaceTime. You know, these are not normal things right there.
Right.
And again, it's setting you up to think that he could, they'll always say, I don't like to speak on the phone. Yeah, that's a nice and convenient thing. Do you know what I mean? So
right.
That, you know, you can't call them at any time or whatever. But
you can teach a class on this. It's great.
It's first of all, you're such a nice person, and nice people don't even think about all this manipulation and all this nonsense.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was blaming my cousin this whole time.
And that's what I'm saying, because that would seem like the most logical thing. I would probably think that way, too, if I didn't know as much about the dating world. And I only know about it because I have thousands of clients, and the stuff they tell me, you can't even make up. Really, you can't.
Wow. I've done it.
But you did get the feeling that you kind of may be ready to have a relationship now. I mean, that's the message here. It felt nice to have a guy, even if it wasn't one that you really want to be with, but it was nice, you know, and a little attention and all of that. I mean, if you want love, you know, it's circling right near you. Be open to it. And, every time I shuffle the cards on this guy, I keep getting, there's only a couple of cards about a guy that's really the least liked guy in the deck. There's two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I keep getting the two cards, which is a manipulator. So do us a favor and let us know if love finds you or if you're really going to be open to finding it this year.
I'm doing an event, like, for creatives. Maybe somebody will show up there.
That's very good. Can you see? Do events. Go places.
Yeah.
And even if you don't meet him, you could meet a friend and that might have a party and invite you to a party, and you could meet him there. So I know people always say it's hard to meet people. It's really not hard to meet people. Just get out there. Do you know what I mean? So you're creative, so that might be on your list. You want this man to be creative as well?
Yes, I always wanted that, like some, you know, to be with somebody that we could connect on that level too. That's always been a thing for me.
And that works really good here. Okay, so there's nothing bad in your cards. Everything looked good, and you just got an education in 21st century, like slime ball dating.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for intercontinental. I mean, you know what it is. He thought there's no one that could come get after him. But if he knows, you know, your cousin, if you told your cousin he did something slimy to you, who knows what your cousin would do? You know what I mean? Like,
he didn't
like anyone knowing him.
True. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That was, you know, something. You know, so, you know, it's interesting how you live and you learn. But this is more like the 21st century is making for more of this kind of behaviors from people.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you
know, can you see you're a little naive about the dating world?
Yeah, Yeah, because I think everybody's just, you know, sunshine and roses.
Okay, so that's why you end up falling for the princes that become the beast, okay? So
yeah,
we want to
yeah.
get those rose-colored glasses and those blinders off, okay? We don't
yeah.
want to be jaded, but your gut.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your gut. Was your gut kicking in that something wasn't right about this guy?
Just that, like I said, that, like, okay, like, he wasn't, you know, like, I didn't feel a connection right away, and usually, like, I do, like, I know when I like somebody, you know, like, I know right away, like, oh, okay, there's an attraction there for me. So I was like, well, I don't know, maybe, you know, in the past I've been wrong, you know, I'll see where it goes. At the end, it could always be a friend, you know, is the way I look at it. But
right.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, you know, just pay a little more attention to what your gut may say about people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
and if your, you know, mind, you know, kind of tells you something's not right, it isn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Those red flags, like you said. Yeah.
And we tend to ignore them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then people wonder why they get hurt. I'm like, people reveal who they are. But again, you are unaware. And I'm glad, because you're going to get back out in the dating world, you know, make sure you don't get involved with someone who just wants to text, never wants to call. Never.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not normal.
Yeah.
It's not a normal. I mean, texting is supposed to be for brief interactions, you know, not,
right.
you know, not your main way of communicating. First of all, things get lost in translation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And people can end up having some brutal fights through texting, which
right.
is...
Right, you can't pick up tone sometimes, you know, people are rushing and, you know, it's...
And also, it's just annoying
really
if you're in the middle of something else.
Mm-hmm.
You might just answer quickly, not trying to be rude, but you don't have time. And
yeah,
then,
right.
And then
right.
I love if you don't answer people right away. This I love when they do this, like, they put, like, 12 question marks, like... Like, you didn't get back
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that is so annoying to me. Okay, that is so annoying. Like, if I could answer
yeah.
you, I would have answered you. I'm not ghosting you, you
right,
know.
Right.
Because especially the nature of my day is I might have 2 minutes between readings. That's it. So I'll start to
wow.
answer you. And then the person rings the doorbell, and I have to go do the reading. So I don't.
Mm-hmm.
An hour passes, and I can't answer it. So people have to understand sometimes we're answering things when we have a second, but we're not, you know, we're not sitting there all day staring at the phone to answer.
Right.
So, you know, give people a little time when you're between texting to get an answer.
Right.
Well, thank you for sharing your story with us. It was a very interesting one. I think it was very interesting. It sounds like there's a little movie in this plot, you know.
Yeah.
It would be a fun one to write.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Well, good
luck
to you. Thank you for sharing your story and call in again anytime.
Thank you so much. Thank you, both of you. Thank you. Have a lovely, lovely evening. Thank you,
you
so
too.
Much.
You
too.
Bye.
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 Thank you.
Okay, Nicole. So that was an interesting little, you know, encounter that she had, right? Sometimes it's hard to figure out what people are up to.
You know what? One of the things, too, Cindy, is that, you know, just like, you know, Catherine was like, oh, my God, did my cousin, like, say that he's crazy? Who knows? Maybe the cousin knows what this guy is all about and said, hey, listen, if you're going to pull the same bullshit on my cousin, don't bother. You know, and maybe
right,
that's what
possible.
Prompted him to stop. You know, maybe it wasn't her cousin, you know, being nefarious. Maybe it was, you know, her cousin just trying to protect her.
Right, exactly. But it's just when people, you know, do things like that, it always makes us all question everything, which gets really annoying. Which gets really annoying, and not necessary. Well, anyway, we're just about at the end of our show. We have a show next week, and then we have Thanksgiving, which we will not have a show on Thanksgiving because everybody will be eating turkey with their family. But we do have one more before
not having a show on Thanksgiving.
I know. But we will then return after that. So can you believe it's already going to be we're getting near the holidays now? Wow.
I don't even know where this year went.
I know. It went fast, for sure. It went
very
fast. Very fast. Well, thank you as always, Nicole. Have a great week, and we'll all speak next week. Bye, everybody.
Absolutely. Bye, Cindy.
Bye.